Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, February 28th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the TSA detains a libertarian blogger after seeing Bitcoin in his bag. And a Mexican holiday trumps the Bill of Rights in a T-shirt case that has reached federal court. Then, tension in the Ukraine builds as Russia moves into position for a possible military strike. All that, plus...
InfoWars! InfoWars!
That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin stoked concerns that Moscow might be using its military might to sway the outcome of the three-month standoff in the Ukraine. They have already ordered snap combat drills near the border involving 150,000 troops and nearly 900 tanks, as well as Air Force drills training pilots to attack enemy forces. It seems like a clear indicator that Russia is preparing to invade the Ukraine. And now the interim government that set up in the Ukraine after the violent coup that took place this week is calling on the United States and Britain to intervene militarily after unidentified soldiers stormed an airport in Crimea. The troops there, they made no apparent attempt to interfere with the running of the airport or trying to take over any key infrastructure. In fact, they were content with just strolling up and down the car park at a leisurely place, apparently deliberately for the benefit of television cameras. But today, Russia has admitted that it has moved troops into the Ukraine to protect Black Sea Fleet's positions. Now, Ukraine, of course, this interim government is accusing Russia of staging an armed invasion. Crimea is along Ukraine's peninsula, and it has very strong ties to Russia. The population there is nearly 60% ethnic Russian, and it's very pro-Russian as a whole. So just on the heels of Russian troops moving into Crimea, Russian lawmakers are now proposing two bills that would simplify both the annexation of new territories into the Russian Federation and the process of granting Russian citizens citizenship to Ukrainians. This signals that Moscow may be attempting to absorb Crimea. An unidentified Russian official told the Financial Times, if Ukraine breaks apart, it will trigger a war. They will lose Crimea because first we will go in and protect it, just as we did in Georgia in 2008. Now, given the latest developments, including Russia's recent military buildup and Sevastopol's city council handing power to a Russian citizen Monday evening, while more than 1,000 protesters were outside chanting Russia, Russia, it's highly unlikely that Moscow will be giving up Crimea without a fight. But clearly indicating just how involved and what a central role the U.S. played in the overthrow of their democratically elected government there. Ukraine's new interim prime minister is a former banker who met with both John McCain and Victoria Nuland weeks before Ukraine's president Viktor Yanukovych had even fled Kiev. So they were planning this weeks in advance. Now, back in December, around the same time that top U.S. diplomat Victoria Nuland announced that the U.S. had invested $5 billion to help Ukrainians achieve a new form of government, Senator John McCain met with Svoboda party leader Oleh Tyanybok, and they shared the same stage at an event during which McCain gave the United States blessing for the opposition revolt. As recently as 3 weeks ago, Nuland met with both Tyanybok and Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who is now Ukraine's interim prime minister. And in a leaked phone conversation that we played on InfoWars.com, again, Nuland was caught red-handed scheming to install Yatsenyuk in the government before President Viktor Yanukovych had even fled Kiev. So we can definitely see the new world order bankster motives going on there to set up this EU puppet government. Now, Yatsenyuk's history as a banker makes him the perfect candidate to help assume this role of technocrat and give over, you know, sell the Ukraine into the IMF debt slavery. And according to Zero Hedge, they report today, it's already begun. The annexation of the country's banking system by a benevolent Europe is complete. Ukraine's national bank has imposed temporary limits to withdraw money from foreign currency deposits to sums equivalent to no more than what would amount to about $1,500 a day, also known as capital controls. Now, Ukraine's currency is crashing at a record pace, and so they'll limit the amount of foreign currency in circulation. The people there are, of course, able to withdraw as much of the country's currency as they wish because the country can just print up as much as they want to. So in summary, first the banks are going to abdicate their control to a pro-European central bank. And now the citizens face the first of many capital controls, which will simply aggravate the fund outflow. Even more, it's going to lead to an even faster drop in foreign reserves. And then they report that we will see inflation and a counter coup, much like we saw happen in Egypt. Now, today on the Alex Jones Show, Joel Skousen came on and he offered an alternative angle to what's happening in the Ukraine. I highly recommend you check that out. What he had to say was that the Russians aren't just so innocent as we might seem, that they might have a little bit more going on. It might not be as simple as just the EU and Soros in there, but perhaps the Russians manufactured this crisis as well, sent some fake Ukrainians in to take over this actual authentic Ukrainian uprising, because no doubt the people there are well and truly tired of being controlled by Russian corruption. So I definitely highly recommend that you check out that interview with Joel Skousen today on the Alex Jones Show if you're interested in what's going on in the Ukraine. It gives a different angle. It's complicated, very complicated. So that's a really, really good interview. But now for a bit of hilarity coming out of our own country and our bumbling TSA. A liberal blogger was detained by the TSA after he had opted out of a body scanner. And the official word for why they were detaining him, the TSA agent said, "We saw Bitcoin in your bag and we need to check it." Well, anyone who is living under a rock, Bitcoin is a virtual currency. It does not exist in physical form. So this man, Barker, he is a co-founder of Bitcoin Not Bombs, and he says that it must have been either clothing or promotional lapel pins for his Bitcoin Not Bombs in his bag that prompted the curiosity from the TSA screeners. Barker says, obviously, the TSA has been trained, although poorly, to look for Bitcoin. When they saw all the metal lapel pins in my bag, they probably thought they hit the jackpot on a stockpile of coins. Whatever training they had, it probably included that stock photo of brass tokens that everyone uses. My evasiveness only quickened their bloodlust as they imagined a big bust and possibly a free pizza and soda in the break room. So apparently, in addition to catching terrorists, the TSA is also trying to stop virtual money laundering there in the airport. But in true Dick Johnston Wonderkind fashion, another TSA moment. A woman reported that a TSA agent in Phoenix didn't think her Washington, D.C. issued driver's license was valid for flight. According to the woman, an agent with the TSA took a look at her D.C. license and began to shake her head and said, "I don't know if we can accept these. Do you have a U.S. passport?" The issue here is that the district is not a state. The TSA requires a state-issued ID in order to fly. Everyone, the entire population of D.C. has to use their DC driver's licenses to fly. So that's incredible. Now, while I do think that this is hilarious because it means that all of our DC based politicians are going to be put on the no-fly list, these are the brainiacs that are being trained to harass you while you travel. So that's amazing. Can't wait for my next trip out of the country. Now, in California, a federal court has denied the First Amendment, saying a school has the right to suppress the First Amendment in the name of safety. During the Mexican Cinco de Mayo holiday, students wearing American flag T-shirts were asked to turn them inside out. They took that case to court, and the court said that fears of racial violence by students outraged over the American flag displayed on these T-shirts outweighed the right guaranteed by the Constitution. One of the judges there said, our role is not to second guess the decision to have a Cinco de Mayo celebration and whether that would be offensive or the precautions put in place to avoid violence. The racial issues unrelated to the Bill of Rights made it reasonable for school officials to proceed as though the threat of a potentially violent disturbance was real. So just the threat of violence, potential violence, means that your First Amendment right will be squashed there. Now, one of the attorneys representing the students says they're going to appeal, and his argument was that the Ninth Circuit upheld the right of these Mexican students celebrating a holiday of another country over U.S. students who are proudly supporting this country. So what do you all think about that ruling? Do you think that that was right? Do you think they should never have had a Cinco de Mayo party in the first place? Do you think these kids should have been allowed to wear their American flag t-shirt? Do you think that the court needed to get involved and the school is right to say that safety trumps the Bill of Rights? If you have an opinion on that, and I'm sure you do, please leave your comments below this video on YouTube and let's get a discussion going. Now, coming up after the break, John Bowne and I took to the streets of 6th Street, Austin. It's a notoriously lined with bar after bar, and we met up with some really amazing American geniuses out there. Same kind that we meet on our average man on the street, but these folks had been partaking in the truth serum. So we went out there to find out if there is indeed any hope for America, and hilarity ensued. So stick around, that's coming right up.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
Special assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Looking for the true patriots. Is the knowledge still alive and well in the party scene on 6th Street in Austin, Texas?
Can you name all seven continents of the earth?
The earth. So there's Asia, Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Antarctica, South. No, wait. Oh yeah, is Australia? No, Australia's not a continent, is it?
Asia, America, South America,
Africa, yeah.
China?
Japan, Hong Kong, you know, Canada, you know, Africa.
Three of the Bill of Rights. That would be, man, you are picking a hard night for me.
Can you name the vice president?
Dick Cheney?
John Boehner.
Was John Adams allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
Yes.
Yes.
He was. I think that's how he died.
Really?
Yeah, the peanuts.
That's tragic.
It is.
So
somebody should have been on board making sure, you know, eating the peanuts before he did.
Leanne McAdoo, hot. Everybody knows that.
You remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
1941.
The journey to find some red-blooded Americans continues.
When we fought Hitler, what war was that?
World War II.
Thank you very much. You're a true patriot.
Of course I am. I'm an American. Are you?
John Adams, was he allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
No.
No?
No. You finished, but no, that's not my understanding of how he died.
Well, we've had some very interesting responses out here mingling with the drunk and brainless, but the jury is still out on whether or not there is any hope for humanity. Now, if you've got some questions that you'd like us to ask these fine folks, the next time we're out here, leave your suggestions in the comments below.
InfoWars! InfoWars! On Hitler!
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, what's going on in the Ukraine? Certainly the State Department is playing a very dangerous game. We had Victoria Nuland place a call on an unsecured line to the Ukrainian ambassador in the midst of all this unrest and made very, very provocative statements. As Dr. Pechenik said, it was just out there to taunt the Russians, to taunt the Europeans. We also see bankers who are now moving in for the kill, offering $35 billion to the Ukraine country, trying to get them on the hook. But do the Ukrainian people really understand that? Do the American people understand what's going on with the Federal Reserve? Do most of the Americans really understand how the bankers are controlling this country? Well, there is one organization I wanted to talk to, and that was the Ukraine Gun Owners Association. because on their site, in English, they do understand that the crux of the issue is whether or not people are going to be allowed to have firearms. That's how you tell if you've got a dictatorship or a representative government that trusts the people. So that's how you tell the difference. And that applies in America. It applies in the Ukraine. So we have on the phone George Uchaykin. He's of the Ukrainian Gun Owners Association. And we want to ask him about his efforts to get something recognizing the inherent right of the people to keep and bear arms, to see that right recognized by their government. We want to see what the status of that is, see what the status of firearms in the Ukraine are, and talk to him about the recent troubles. Tell me what the current legal status is of the right to keep and bear arms and what practical obstacles are. You were just telling me as we were talking off the air that there's a European, there's an embargo of European arms.
Скажіть, будь ласка, які є зараз статуси легального володіння зброєю в Україні, і як це, як ембарго європейських виробників зброї стосується цього положення?
Доброго дня, перш за все. Дивіться, в Україні немає законодавства про зброю взагалі.
There's no law about concerning law weapon in Ukraine at all.
Все, що відбувається в Україні, скажімо, в обігу цивільної зброї, відбувається тільки на підставі внутрішніх наказів Міністерства внутрішніх справ.
All the weapon, all the heavy weapon of in the Ukraine, there is only concerning internal affairs and internal laws which we have in Ukraine in local situations.
Відповідно, в будь-який момент Міністерство внутрішніх справ може змінити правила гри. Тобто ніхто їм не може цього заборонити. Сьогодні ми можемо прокинутись і дізнатися про те, що магазини в наших гвинтівках мають бути максимальною ємністю 10 набоїв.
Anytime we can wait for the changes from the Ministry of Internal Affairs concerning this law. So one day we can wake up and know that the magazines in our rifles will have only 3 rounds or 5 rounds at all.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. When you say that there is no law, are you saying that there's no law that protects your right to keep arms, or are you saying there's no law that prohibits anything? Are you allowed to keep arms now under the current law?
Ви кажете, що в Україні не існує закону, який дозволяє захищати себе з зброєю, або ви кажете, що в Україні немає закону про володіння зброєю?
В Україні немає жодного закону, який стосується зброї і людей зі зброєю. Жодного.
Ukraine has no law at all concerning people with weapon and weapon in general.
So you are free to have weapons, and the Ukrainian people do have firearms, is that correct?
Чи я правий, що українці мають право, і вони вільні купувати цю зброю і носити і зберігати її?
Ми можемо купувати зброю, але все зброю, яку мається на увазі мисливські рушниці і карабіни, ми не маємо права купити пістолети. І взагалі ми купуємо цю зброю тільки тому, що нам дозволяє Міністерство внутрішніх справ.
Ministry of Foreign Internal Affairs allow us to buy only the shotguns and hunting carbines, except pistols and revolvers.
I see. So what you're trying to do, and we've seen your English language site, and we know that what you're trying to do is to get them to establish the right of the people to keep and bear arms. We see that in America as a test of whether or not the government trusts the people. Is there a political party there that you think is going to support the right to keep and bear arms being put in the Constitution?
Як це виглядає, з нашого боку, як англомовні наші партнери можуть допомогти нам в цій ситуації? Так, чи є в нас якась політична сила, яка може в нас, в Україні, яка може допомогти нам змінити ці закони стосовно зброї.
Наразі є тільки одна політична сила, яка відверто, відкрито підтримала наші зброярські ініціативи.
Now we have only one political force which is supports our weaponry initiative and law.
Це партія Свободи.
This is a party of freedom.
Усі інші зайняли таку очікувану позицію, яка зараз буде більш хиткою, бо перед нашими очима є ті люди, є ті жахливі кадри відеозйомки, які були розстріляні прямо в центрі Європи, в Україні, в Києві.
Other forces have their waiting position, which is very unstable in the so in the this time when people were shot directly in the center of the capital of Ukraine, in the center of Europe.
Ми розуміємо, що якщо ми цього разу не будемо вимагати по-справжньому надати нам те право, яке в нас незаконно хтось забрав, ми не зможемо це зробити ніколи. І така ситуація обов'язково може повторитися.
So till we will wait for the moment which we will ask for somebody to change these laws concerning the weapon. If we will not do these changes, nobody will do these changes at all.
Українці заплатили за своє право володіти зброєю річками крові.
Ukrainians have paid for the right of for the earning weapon with the rivers of their own blood.
Let me ask you about the conflict there. When we saw video pictures, most of what we saw were people fighting in the streets with improvised weapons, hand-to-hand with clubs and shields, the reports of sniper fire. What's your take on the use of firearms? Was there very much use of firearms on your side or on the other side? Did the protesters, did they have firearms?
Ми бачили людей, які б'ються імпровізованою зброєю з булавами і щитами. І ми бачили застосування снайперської зброї з однієї сторони. Як ви можете прокоментувати цю ситуацію?
Дивіться, незважаючи на те, що в Україні на руках українців на легальних підставах знаходиться достатня кількість зброї, ми все ж таки розраховували, що до такого нахабства, до такого безглуздя і до такої жорстокості не дійде.
Ukrainians have quite a lot of weapon and by their own, but we didn't accept that it will be the situation will be the same situation will go out of the control. So we didn't even expect this situation that police will use firearms against people with improvised these clubs and shields.
Let me ask you then, you said that basically the current status of firearms, just to clarify, because I have a little bit of issues with the translations, just to clarify, right now you predominantly just have hunting weapons that you're allowed to have, is that correct? And did you say that you were allowed to have pistols or not allowed to have pistols legally?
Скажіть, будь ласка, щоб зробити висновок, тобто ми можемо володіти тільки мисливською зброєю, без ніяких пістолетів, револьверів тощо.
В тому є проблема. Українці можуть придбати мисливські карабіни і мисливські рушниці, але вони не можуть носити з собою пістолети і револьвери. А пересування містом з автоматом Калашникова в цивільній версії не є доречним.
Can only buy hunting weapon and no pistols and revolvers at all. And movement in the city with the Kalashnikovs, with the civilian version of automatic Kalashnikov, it's not useful.
Okay. Let me ask you to give us your perspective on why it's important for the people to have the right to keep and bear arms. Give us your plea.
Скажіть, будь ласка, які є перспективи для людей, які хочуть володіти такою зброєю?
На сьогодні увага всієї зброярської спільноти, української і не тільки, ми маємо підтримку і з Європи, і я так розумію, що з Америки, прикута саме до діяльності нашої асоціації. Ми наблизились достатньо близько, не вистачає трохи дотиснути.
For now, we're rather close to our law, which will allow us to carry any weapon, with the support of European colleagues and American also. We need just a little push, to a little support to have this problem solved.
Ми сподіваємося, що найближчим часом нам вдасться це здолати, але хотілося б, щоб люди за кордоном, які можуть нам хоч трошки допомогти, зробили деякі речі.
Now we are very close to solve this problem, but we want people from abroad to do some things.
Перше, ми хотіли б, щоб ви якимось чином хоча б довели до відома виробників, що імпортери зайняли позицію, яка повністю ігнорує нашу діяльність. Вони не приймають участі, вони не допомагають нам в боротьбі ані словом, ані ділом.
First, we want you to inform people that importers of the weapon have their position with any absolutely with no protection and help us in this situation.
Ще ми б хотіли, щоб, можливо, за допомогою вас Європейський Союз дізнався про те, що те ембарго, яке вони ввели, воно просто підштовхне людей на нелегальний ринок. І ситуація і без того вкрай напружена, стане ще більш напруженою.
Also, we want you to inform people that this embargo, which had provided the European Union, will push people to illegal market of the weapon, and this will make this problem much bigger than it is.
Я б, звісно, звернувся до Барака Обами, щоб він допоміг навести нам тут лад з демократією, але я розумію, що він не є прихильником зброї у населення.
Of course, I would ask Barack Obama to help us with this problem, but now I see that he is not very fond of weapon, and also he cannot solve this problem.
Yeah, that's kind of an understatement that Obama doesn't like the idea of citizens having arms. We're having to fight him for that right here.
Сьогодні з тим, що Барак Обама не є прихильником зброї взагалі.
Я хочу попередити всіх американців. Ми пройшли це на власному досвіді. Як тільки вас заберуть зброю, ви за 20 років перетворитесь на Україну, і вас будуть розстрілювати вас на площах. Влада скрізь однакова.
I want to tell all the Americans that if someone will take away your weapon, in 20 years you will become Ukrainians, and your power will shoot you in the middle of your city, just on the street.
Yes, yes. We definitely believe that. Well, I just want to have one follow-up question. In your opinion, as we see pressure building up, what do you think is going to happen in the Crimea? Is Russia going to occupy that, split it off from the Ukraine? What do you think is going to happen with that?
Я хочу запитати вас про ситуацію в Криму з стосовно окупації російськими військами в Криму.
Ну, наразі ще ніхто не наважився з боку української влади назвати це анексією і окупацією. Ніхто.
From now, none of the Ukrainian political powers can tell this annexia or occupation.
Ситуація дуже неприємна. Ми завжди знали, відчували те, що Росія певним чином впливала в перебіг подій, які відбуваються на Майдані.
This is quite an unpleasant situation. We also have known that Russia were involving somehow to the situation on the Maidan.
Але в нас є така надія, що вистачить здорового глузду. В Росії є свої проблеми. Хай займаються своїми проблемами, бо в них їх може виникнути більше, ніж вони собі думають. Росія фактично розривається на частки від сепаратичних настроїв в них, в Росії.
We think that Russia have enough her own problems. Russia is struggling from the separatical movements inside Russia. So we want Russia to make to solve their own problems.
В них є Сибір, який в тісних стосунках з Китаєм.
They have Siberia, which is strictly connected with China.
В них є Курильські острови.
They have Kurilian Islands.
В них є Урал, де люди називають себе не росіянами, а уральцями.
They have also Ural Mountains, which people of this area call them not Russians, but Uralian peoples.
І врешті-решт в них є свій Кавказ. Хай займаються своїми проблемами.
Russia has a number of their own problems, the separatical things, and they also have Ural, Kavkaz, or Siberia, Kurilian Islands. So it's enough problems to solve directly in Russia without taking part in Ukrainian events.
Yes, we feel that way about our government as well. We feel like they have enough problems here domestically that they don't need to get involved in every conflict around the world, but they do it anyway.
Америка має ту саму проблему, що в них є досить багато конфліктних ситуацій всередині країни, але тим не менш уряд приймає участь у конфліктах десь за межами.
Сподіваюсь, я не повинен це коментувати.
I hope I don't need to comment this.
Yes. Well, let me ask you what you would like to say to the American people in closing about the Ukrainian revolution.
Дозвольте мені запитати у вас, що ви можете сказати американським людям стосовно
нашої революції.
Так, нашої революції, ситуації в цілому.
Ви знаєте, ми фактично сьогодні спостерігаємо, як вмирає те, що в нас залишилось з Радянського Союзу, та частина ще комуністичної системи.
In fact, we see now how dies this part of the communist period, which we were having left from Soviet epoch.
Українці змінилися, вони хочуть самостійно будувати нову країну, їм не потрібні ці негідники, крадії, ці злочинці, які вже 22 роки знаходяться у нас при владі.
Ukrainians have changed. They don't have they don't want to have these criminals with so helping them with their rules. So they will build Ukraine by their own.
Я хочу, щоб ви знали, що українці люблять один одного, і немає різниці, з Заходу він, або зі Сходу, або з Криму. Ми всі однакові, але особливо ми однакові, коли беремо в руки зброю.
I want you to know that Ukrainians love each other, doesn't matter from the south and from north we are, from the west and from the east, and mostly we love each other when we have a weapon in our arms.
Yes, well, we hope that you can achieve liberty and true independence. And if you've got a government that recognizes your right to protect yourself and keep and bear arms, then you will have a legitimate government. That'll be the test to see whether you've got it. We wish you success in that. Thank you for talking to us.
Ми бажаємо вам свободи, справжньої демократії, справжнього успіху у досягненні ваших починань. І дякую вам за цю бесіду.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Best of luck. Best of luck to you. Well, that was the Ukrainian Gun Owners Association. And on their site in English, much of it is in Cyrillic, but In English, we could see many quotes about the right to keep and bear arms and the fact that if you don't have it, you're slaves. And you heard him say that in the interview. He understands that. That's why I wanted to talk to him. It's difficult to get a fix on what's going on there. We certainly know what's going on at the level between the U.S. and the American government. It's a very dangerous game that the State Department is playing. But we certainly hope that they can get their freedom and independence from both international bankers as well as any domination from dictators at home. Well, if you want to keep up to date on this, we hope that you'll subscribe to Prison Planet TV. Just one subscription will let you share this with at least 10 other people simultaneously. And you can watch all the documentaries that Alex Jones has produced. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back on Monday at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.